You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Have you ever met a mom who's not on the run, who's not, from the minute she opens her eyes in the morning to is collapsing in bed at night, isn't on the run? I mean, running from bed to kitchen to the car to wherever, to the car to the kitchen to the car to wherever, back to the kitchen and then to bed. That seems to be our life. The kitchen is the epicenter for families. And here to lighten your multitasking load, because that's what kitchens are, multitasking events, is someone who's known as the mom on the run. You're going to find out why we agree that she has to be on the run all the time, is Colleen Burns. In addition to being, to working in television, she does a lot of work in television, so she's a working mom. She has 8 mouths to feed. 6 of them are boys. Oh my goodness. Colleen, thanks for being in our kitchen today. I can't even imagine feeding 6 strapping, young, middle-aged, growing boys for at least 18 years. I started to quantify how much food, how many meals.
Gosh, oh, don't my go there. I don't even want to think about how many meals I've slept and cooked and all of that. But it is a lot. It really is. And there's no way around those long periods of time in the kitchen, because you're cooking and you're cleaning. And I think because I have so much constant traffic, I'm probably cleaning counters more than a lot of moms. But really, all moms spend a huge amount of time in the kitchen, no matter how many kids they have. And here's the thing. A long time ago, I decided if I'm going to spend this much time doing something, I might as well enjoy it. So I've just sort of embraced it now. I actually love cooking. I find it's therapeutic. And I know just before this interview, we were chatting about the kitchen and how it is the epicenter of your home, and how that's the nice little bit about being in the kitchen. Everybody has to come there eventually. So even those kids who avoid the conversations in the car or across the dinner table, eventually they come to the kitchen. Eventually they open up. You're not as intimidating if you're flitting about the kitchen and not staring at them, you know, face to face. So that's the other part of being in the kitchen that I've decided to just embrace and enjoy, because it truly is a place that you can get some good recon with your kids and a comfortable environment for them.
So it starts with attitude, and I so embrace what you're saying. I think that's brilliant. But the caveat that I would add to that is like, turn off the TV, turn off the internet, turn off the phones.
Oh, yeah.
So you can have kitchen time together, because that is really family time.
And the wily mom will even ask for help when she doesn't need it, because that's also something that helps to engage children as well.
Okay, so that's a key tip, is to say, okay, guys, I need some help. So where do you begin with this, with organizing your getting all these meals on the table for all these mouths that you feed?
You know, I do make a plan for the week. It's just much more efficient. Usually on Sunday, I'll list the meals I'd like to make for the week. I try to keep flexible, because once I get to the grocery store, there might be something on sale. There might be something that looks especially fresh or seasonal, and so I'll want to use one of those items. And it's part of the enjoying the cooking bit that we were just discussing. I think sometimes it's nice to mix up one of your favorites with some new ingredient. It just kind of, that variety helps at least me enjoy what I'm doing. And as much as I love cooking, I don't love the prepping and the cutting and the washing necessarily of the vegetables and the fruit, et cetera. So I do try to set aside a few hours and just do a lot of the prepping that I can do ahead of time for the next, you know, over the next few days or so, so that it really makes, when I get down to the making the meal, more enjoyable. And then, again, this is something you can ask your kids to help with, the cleaning, the cutting kind of thing. But if I've already chopped up, say, broccoli and shallots and mushrooms, in advance, then the morning, in the morning when it's busy and everyone's trying to get out the door, I can quickly make a pretty nutritious omelet in as much time as it would take to just scramble some eggs, which is minutes, you know. So that kind of thing, I think, really helps organize and streamline the morning process especially.
Yeah, it can be probably the most hectic time in a household is the morning, especially when you have kids going to different schools and having different times. Middle school now gets in at different times than high school. So it's pretty much like you're spending 2 hours in the morning in the kitchen. But I love one thing that you said, you know, you have all boys and a lot of people might find that extra challenging to get them to help in the kitchen. But it's really all about training them to be the best husbands ever one day, right?
Right.
So how do you get them involved in the kitchen? Do they help clean up as much as they help making the food?
They bust their dishes. They, you know, put their dishes in the dishwasher, that kind of thing. Not much more than that. I tell them to wipe down the counters, that kind of thing. But usually I end up having to do that. Again, they're not super conscientious. But they do enjoy cooking, and they enjoy eating the food I prepare, which is very rewarding to me. And because I just have never done that whole short order cook thing and just fed each of them what they individually wanted, they've been exposed to a lot of variety of foods over the years. And I think that has helped them enjoy food a lot more and has given them an appreciation of cooking. And so I think they just sort of live in that and swim in that world of food and preparing and enjoying. And so I think that's, you know, it doesn't have to be a gender-specific thing at all.
Oh, yeah, I so agree with you. In fact, my husband's the cook in our house, and now we have a grandson who's really loving cooking. He's 14 now, but he has been sort of developing his cooking skills, and he has that natural gift, so he loves to do it. So we'll say, okay, who's cooking dinner tonight? And he'll say, I'll do it. I'm going to do the rosemary chicken. And everybody goes, yay, you do it, you do it. And, you know, these are busy kids, but they, when you find that they have a window of time, let them be the chef, and you can, you know, do little things to grow them in that area. But, you know, someone said to me recently, Gad, you know, there was some kind of comment about the fact that women are all the chefs. I said, wait a minute. Look on TV. Who are all the big chefs on TV? They're guys. I mean, there are women as well. But, hey, why are we, as you say, being gender specific in the kitchen at home? We there's no need to be. And certainly you've got the barbecue outside. I bet you guys use that a lot.
Oh, yes, yes. That's very nice. In fact, I'm located in Minneapolis, and, you know, we have a long winter, but we still go out there, shovel a path to the grill. It just keeps the kitchen cleaner, and it's just an easier way to prepare dinner sometimes.
Oh, well, I have to ask you this. Having two of my own, and one of the things that probably a lot of moms are wondering is, do you pack lunch for all these kids for school?
I don't. I really don't. I'm fine with the hot meals at school. I think, you know, as long as they're making good choices, once they get to the middle school and high school, I think sometimes the children can make their own choices. And at least for me, I'm able to see which choices they're making. And I'm pretty happy with, they're healthy eaters, so I don't worry too much about that. But, you know, we do have to have some meals on the go. I try to have fruit handy all the time. I try to have nuts, cheese, crackers, things like that that are, I think, nutritious and don't really ruin a meal. Because, you know, boys are, especially as they're growing, they're always hungry. And I don't want them grabbing something that's unhealthy. So I do try to keep especially fruit out all the time. I just don't feel that fruit's going to ruin a meal. If somebody is hungry, I say, go ahead, have some fruit. I still think they'll be hungry enough for dinner, and I don't think that that's ever wasted calories.
Well, you just said a magical thing, is that anybody who's had a boy knows that they're sort of, especially it's like 7th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, 9th grade, 7, 8, 9, 10, man, they become massive eaters because their growth spurt is just it's dramatic. So I can imagine, you know, sort of having six boys, not all of them are there yet for you. But that's a whole lot of food, which requires planning and shopping for you, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as I said, I try to do all the shopping, you know, in the beginning of the week, and I have my meals planned. So it does make it easier. And I think that, you know, the amount of time you're spending cooking should really be inversely proportional to the amount of activities going on. Because, you know, during the school year, especially with the extracurricular activities, you can be running, you know, from pillar to post from the moment they come in the door from school until bedtime. And so, you know, on those nights that I know it's going to be really busy, I usually try to make the dinner ahead of time and then just pop it in the oven. Or oftentimes we'll use a slow cooker or the oven where I can just leave it in there for hours and actually take it out in stages because, you know, somebody might have to eat at 6 and somebody might have to eat at 8.
You're right. We all eat at different times. Colleen, thank you so much for being with us. And that's themomontherun.tv for more from her. Remember, you can always listen to us on Radio MD. Stay well.